It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. First week in August. Whew, summer is flying by. That month of July is gone. And here we are. But still plenty of time to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. But I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I think I'm verklempt.
Verklempt? I don't know. Can you take a pill for that?
I hope so. Because, you know, I'm always happy when fall starts coming.
Right.
But I'm kind of sad to see summer flying by so fast because we have so much fun in the summer.
Right, yep.
And this year's been a lot of fun because we've had so many kids and grandkids around that it's just been every night the grill's going and the pool's open.
I'm 100% with you. My wife got outsourced out of her job about the 1st of June.
Where are they sending her?
India? They sent her home to me is what they did. But no, they
that's
outsourced.
Dual, that's dual jeopardy right there.
Yeah. Well, and what happened is exactly what you're explaining is, okay, for the first week she's sad. Then she's like, oh, this isn't too bad. You know, and I said, well, why don't we just take the summer and find you the right job. So just relax. We're good. And so it turned into every day there's a girlfriend or somebody with their kids over at the pool,
and they
get there about 2 o'clock because that's when it's hot out, right? And then Job comes home about 5 o'clock, and she's got all kinds of stuff laid out for me to cook for everybody. So it's been fun, but it's 4 nights a week, right? And right now that you're entertaining, and I tell you what, a lot of people are very good. They bring stuff over, but the old beer belly, it's starting to show the effects of that because you eat good, you sit down in a chair, and you drink 3 or 4 beers, and then you go to bed, and you get up and do it again the next day. That catches up with an old guy, you know? So I gotta ease off. But ease off is not going to happen this weekend. I got a very special invitation. As you know, I went to Ferris, and I was in a fraternity, and I happened to be fortunate to be the president of the fraternity the last year I was there. And all the guys that were on my board that worked with me there and a few others are all turning 60 this year. And a couple of the guys got places on Long Lake next to Torch Lake up north. And so we're about up north of Traverse City. So headed this right after the show, headed up there to give my liver a test.
Is this
sure.
A boys only club?
No, the girls are going. I think that was a really bright move by them because then it'll be tempered a little bit. But
sure.
Yeah. Right. But so it'll be, you know, just a whirlwind trip up and back. But it should be a lot of fun.
That's a beautiful area.
Yeah, taking the pizza oven with me. They don't know it, but you know, the boys will be hungry at about 10:30, 11 o'clock after they've been hitting it hard all day that I'm going to make a few pizzas and fill them up before they go to bed so they don't feel so bad.
No midnight nachos.
No, just midnight pizzas.
So I had a cool experience. I had a friend he's got a Primo Oval extra large.
Right.
And
kind of like a big green egg if you don't know it, or just a Kamado grill, right?
The American-made version, and it's oval and very large. You can get more product on this than you can about anything.
They're better than a big green egg because of that.
We were at their house, and he says, hey, I got a new Primo coming. You got any use for my old one? And I thought, geez, I don't have room. And I went and looked at it, and it's like, I'm thinking, why are you getting rid of it, for one thing?
Right.
And the other thing is, I'm thinking, this would be great for deer camp.
Oh.
So I said, sure. So I picked that up yesterday. I'm ordering a new liner for the inside and a couple cast pieces, but I'm going to refurbish it and bring it up to my son, Alex.
So I've got a great story about that. I did the same thing. I have the big green egg that I got from you when you were a dealer, right, when you shut your stores down. They have a lifetime guarantee on all those parts. And I didn't know it, and I had to replace the liner and all of that. I went to actually it was Ace Hardware. It was a dealer now. I went there. It took, but everything was free. everything that I ordered that had failed was free because they were guaranteed for life. Took them like 4 months to get it because they had to have a full pallet order before they would place the order for shipping purposes. But at the end of the day, I got the complete liner, the ring, and I didn't get the plate setter. That's the separates the heat from the
right.
grill. They made me buy that because that doesn't come
as part
of the kit.
Well, it's an accessory.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But
all the guts, they replaced for free, which I was really surprised.
I'll have to check with Primo.
I was going
to
say, do that, because I don't know. If they're a competitor, they might be the same.
Well, I have an affinity, sort of a love-hate relationship with Primo.
Oh.
The president and the founder was a personal friend for years, and he's the first guy that ever cooked on one of those for me, and he smoked a pork loin 20 years ago on it.
Yeah.
And I was blown away at how that smoke penetrated that loin.
Right.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he sold the company, and I don't know who owns it now.
Yeah.
But George made a good living off that place.
Well, let's finish that conversation for anybody that's thinking about getting one. Big Green Egg, Primo, there's other brands. They're the ceramic cookers, super heavy, inch thick. They always got like a little, like a pebble grain on them like a golf ball has.
Yeah.
Little divots on the outside. I don't know why that is, but maybe for strength or whatever. I don't know. But when you use these things, there's a couple things. You know where I'm going with burping for air. They're sealed so tight.
You do that a number of times.
They're sealed so tight. There's a felt ring around the cap and the base, and when that thing hits together, it's fire felt. So it's like in the front of a stove, right? There's probably a name for it. You know what that is? I don't. But that stuff seals the air so tight. Air goes in the bottom, comes out the top, and that's how you regulate the temperature. But when you open that lid, and it gets a gulp of fresh air after you've been starving it for air, trying to control the temperature, that thing can flare up. Especially if you're cooking anything that's rendering some grease.
Well, hold on.
It just took off
hold,
on me.
Hold on. You traumatized yourself.
I did.
Because you were learning how to use it.
Right.
And the mistake you made was putting way too much fuel in it.
Right.
You thought, oh, it's a grill. I'm going to load it up with charcoal.
Right.
You don't do that with a Kamado.
Right.
You put scant amounts in it.
Yes.
And you keep adding as it burns down. But it's very stingy with the charcoal.
Yeah, very
but
efficient.
But if you put a whole bunch in there, you've got all that heat on top of a bunch of what you're doing is you're gasifying.
Okay.
And you create a bunch of fuel, vapor fuel. And then when the oxygen to fire to fuel ratio gets just right, you have ignition.
Yeah.
And you learned that.
Right. Yeah. The hard way. And it only happened
and
once.
And you got your eyebrows back.
Right. Yeah. It only happened once, but I just want everybody to be careful because I did exactly that. I loaded it with way too much fuel. And it needs a little pile. You think this big grill needs a bunch of fuel. No, not when it's a Kamado.
Right.
So, but anyway, interesting.
I remember that story. You had trash can lit eyes for a while.
Right, right after I got it. Hell, you know, it came from an owner, but it didn't come with an owner's manual. So, but you live and learn. I made it. It was just fine. But anyway.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be a good day to just look at shopping for smokers because we do this a bit, but I still get all kinds of questions when I run into people and they find out who I am or what I'm doing. And they, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to do this and that. What do you think about? So rather than make people suffer too much, I thought we'd just give them a little bit more information and try and help them out.
We sure can. And let's start that on the second segment because now I want to talk about one thing, if we could please, the sous vide. I wanted to smoke some beef ribs, right? And you had shown me those when we were in Kansas at the Royal. One of the guys was cooking the beef short ribs,
brisket
right?
on a stick.
Yeah, and I love those. They are so flavorful, but every time I cook them, they're tougher than hell, and I can't get them. I don't know if I'm cooking them too warm. I don't know what I'm doing, but I decided to sous vide some of those. And sous vide is in a vacuum bag, and then you do a water bath to bring it to temperature. You used it a ton to reconstitute food when we were running the takeout. But anyway, I did that, left them in there for 7 hours and took them to 160 degrees for 7 hours and then put them on the smoker and finished them. Oh, my goodness. Those were fabulous. So we can talk about that in the next segment.
I think we just did.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to hit the smokers, so stick with us. We'll be back.